moving on now to fresh twists in a well-worn political saga, the National Children's Hospital. The hospital's board will update the Oireachtas Health Committee tomorrow that the completion date for the beleaguered project is now forecast to be June of next year, some 31 months behind the current contractual date. And a new report today raises questions over what might happen once the hospital is finally built. Sarah Burns, what's this report issued to the HSC? What does it say?
Yeah, so this report is separate to those delays that you were mentioning there that will be brought up at the Oireachtas Health Committee tomorrow. But this report was for the HSC and it has questioned the operational readiness to commission and operate the new National Children's Hospital. So the April 2024 report was by the consultants KPMG and it points to gaps in senior leadership teams, a suboptimal clinical governance structure, a lack of clarity around the future operating model and resourcing of the new hospital. It also took issue with there being no permanent chief executive for the hospital, as well as noting that the existing three children's hospitals seem to be more focused on running the existing hospitals rather than the move to the new one. And there was also mention to how there would be an extra 272 staff needed for the total of 4,319.
So real concern over what might happen if and when the hospital opens its doors and calls for political accountability as well today in the Dáil, Sarah, over the ongoing delays and spiralling costs.
Yeah, so the issue was raised during leaders' questions by Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald as well as the Labour leader Ivana Bacsik. So the Sinn Féin leader was saying that on the watch of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, this was the biggest investment in health infrastructure in the history of the state, and yet it had descended into, as she said, complete farce with a never-ending delay, an ever-growing massive overspend and zero accountability. She took aim in particular at Taoiseach Simon Harris and said he had given the go-ahead to the contract with BAM in 2017 when he was the Minister for Health. The Labour leader, Ivana Bacsik, her criticism focused more on the current Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, and she said that he was the government line minister who is politically responsible and accountable for the spend on health, but that every time another health scandal or cost overrun hit the headlines, he seemed to be nowhere to be seen.
Well, spiky scenes during leaders' questions in the Dáil. Let's get a flavour now. First Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue responding to Sinn Féin's criticism of the government's handling of the project.
On one hand, you say you want us to better meet the healthcare needs of the young. On the other hand, you're always against anything in relation to this hospital. On one hand, when you're saying you've got great concerns about the cost and the way the cost has gone up, but when the government takes any steps to deal with those costs, you're critical of that as well. On one hand, you say you want to see the hospital open as soon as possible, but when we take the steps that are needed to lead to that hospital getting open, you stand up here in the floor of the Dáil and you criticise that as well. It's the same old Sinn Féin. We see it again in what you're saying here today. When you're against everything, Deputy MacDonald, you're for nothing.
And here's the leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald.
We see yet again not just a grossly incompetent government, but the one that is entirely unprepared to take responsibility, much less to be accountable for anything. So it's the board's fault, it's the contractor's fault. Of course it's Sinn Féin's fault. How could it not be? So let me just recite this again. On 17 occasions, the completion date has fallen through. €1.5 billion of an overspend. According to the chairman, the CEO of the board, Minister, he says that there isn't one single room completed to the required standard in this project. Not one. That's his account of things. Most importantly, the hospital not open and not one child treated. I asked you a direct question. I asked you, what are you doing? What is the government doing as the custodian of the public purse, as the people accountable ultimately to have access to this healthcare for our children? What are you doing? I can only surmise, Karen Corler, from the Minister's response, the government is in fact doing nothing. Having signed weak contracts with weak levers available to the board, the government has sat back and allowed this farce and this fiasco to deepen.
Matt Carthy, we heard your party leader there, but Pascal Donoghue accused Mary Lou MacDonald of doing the work of the contractor in her criticism of the government's handling of the project earlier.
Well, to be clear, the contractor has, you know, very important questions to answer and must be held to account, as do the board. But ultimately, responsibility for this lies with government. It lies with the fact that Simon Harris, as Minister for Health, signed what is, and I've dealt with this in the Public Accounts Committee, a contract that had so many holes in it that in hindsight and at the time it should have been very evident this was going to lead to a situation where delays and overruns were, you know, entirely predictable. Nobody, of course, could have seen the situation that we would be here in the latter half of 2024 and be on our 17th deadline for this project.
Well, Pascal Dunham said the government was chasing the contractor for those delays.
And the costs are, we're told, at the moment, 2.2 billion. But the absolute truth is there is nobody in government that can give you anywhere clear indication as to what the final figure will be. And so when it comes down to it, ultimately somebody has to be held accountable for that. And that accountability lies with those people who are elected to take charge of the people's money, the taxpayers' money, and that's the government.
Lisa Chambers, does it lie with the government?
Well, look, ultimately government is responsible, of course, and that's the responsibility of governing. But I think it's quite evident that the government are deeply frustrated with the contractor, as are the hospital board. Matt mentioned the contract there. The contract is not as solid as it should be. The levers or the mechanisms through which you enforce the completion of the project are very weak. So the board has been very honest. They're actually before the Oireachtas Health Committee tomorrow, and I think that will be a very eye-opening exchange.
Does that not go back to the original contract, as Matt Carthy says?
It does. Well, the contract is what underpins the project.
Which was Simon Harris's contract of 2017 and 2019.
It was, but it's the contract that we have to work under now, unfortunately. But what it means is that it's very difficult for the board. What they can do is withhold 15% of monthly payments where there are delays or no scheme of works in place, which they've done and they intend to do again. They can also go for damages where I suppose there's been inefficiencies by the contractor, but the length of delays far outstrip what you could get back.
Stephen Donnelly consistently referenced the 2019 contract in his letter to Simon Harris, his predecessor. Is that an implicit admission that he is putting the blame at the hands of Simon Harris?
Well, actually, that letter is important. The content of it. What Minister Donnelly is saying is that, look, this contract places constraints on us in getting this project delivered on time. The contractor has pushed out the delivery deadline 14 times in the last 4 years, four times in the last 12 months. They have repeatedly looked for design changes and put costings on works that, when done else by someone else, came in a lot cheaper. However, I think the main thrust of that letter was acknowledging that under EU procurement rules, we are limited. This contractor is still getting state work, right? And the current performance and past performance is not being taken into account to the extent that it should be. And what the minister has requested is that this will be raised at EU Council level to change those laws so that we can actually deliver better in
Gary
the state.
Gary Gannon, the report this morning that says there's no transition plan into the hospital, which means even if it is ready next summer, it mightn't even be able to open. What's your response to that?
That report this morning encapsulated a scandal waiting to happen. Even if you click a finger tomorrow and the cost overruns and delays weren't there, there's absolutely no transition plan for us to actually move the three children's hospitals towards the children's hospital that was to be constructed. That's a failure of leadership that lies solely at the square of Stephen Donnelly. The idea that we're not catering for when this hospital opens, that there's no transition plan, that there's 237 staff who are still to be hired, that there's no chief executive. I mean, that's a failure of leadership that can only be labelled at the door of those who have been in charge of the ministerial office for the last 4.5 years. That is an absolutely shocking indictment.
And your party wants a CEO of the hospital project, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course we do. We need somebody who's in charge of the hospital project. We'd also like Stephen Donnelly to be able to come into the health committee and answer questions as to why this absolute blatant disregard for basic transition infrastructure to be in place is not there. I mean, I cannot comprehend how a senior minister would enable a scenario where that was allowed to happen. I mean, cost overruns are absolutely shocking. The delays are shocking. The absence of any sort of accountability by one minister now passing the book back along the line and so forth. Blame.
You heard Lisa Chambers there. She would disagree. But Matt Carthy, what would you do different if Sinn Féin was elected government to get this hospital open and staffed?
Well, right now we do actually need a Minister for Health that grabs this issue by the scruff of the neck. We've had situations where months on end have gone by where the minister actually hasn't engaged with the board directly hasn't brought them into the department to explain where exactly and precisely we are. We've had situations where different Dáil committees have been told different things in terms of the outworking of all of this. And ultimately, this boils down to a sense of accountability that just isn't there.
But how would you get the hospital open if there are delays? The contract is there. What would Sinn Féin do? Would you tear the contract up or what exactly?
Well, I think in the first instance, we need to actually engage directly with the board in a way that sets out very clearly that this is a government priority. Government respond to this issue whenever we get a missed deadline or whenever we hear of another cost overrun. There is no sense that this is a priority issue within the Department of Health that is being proactively pursued on a daily basis. Secondly, though, we do actually need the transition plan, because I agree with Gary on this. It would be an absolute scandal of the highest order if we get to the point that this hospital is open and children can't be operated immediately.
Just to counter a couple of the points made by both Gary and Matt there, the commissioning worker, the transition, as that's been referred to, Children's Health Ireland started that pre-commissioning work in July 2023, and that would be to set up all of the new departments, train in the 4,500 staff and all the digital transition. So that work is underway.
The report is there since April 2024. It has been lying on Stephen Donnelly's desk, has it not? We're only learning of it now.
Well, Children's Health Ireland are tasked with that commissioning work and setting up the new hospital and that transition to the new site. And just in terms of engaging with the board, of course the government engaged with the board. The board was set up under legal statute to deliver the project. That's their job. And they've been quite open. I mean, the board and the minister are on the same page when it comes to the frustration and the real difficulties with the contractor. And that is why you've seen this letter from the minister to the Taoiseach to say, look, this is a problem with this contract, but we also have a bigger picture now to deal with to make sure that this doesn't happen.
What do you say to the parents
projects?
Of children tonight who are listening in? They're listening to the political debate. And what do you say to them? Because none of this really matters to them. They want the state-of-the-art facility.
Of course, I'm here answering questions and I suppose trying to explain the situation, because these questions have been put to me as the government representative on the panel tonight. But of course, there's nobody around this table or in the Oireachtas that does not want to see that hospital delivered, open and children being treated. That's what we're there for. But I suppose the questions have been asked about the project, how it's been delivered, the contractors, the difficulties there, and I suppose I'm offering the information on that.
That report has lain Minister Donnelly's desk since April of 2024. In the intervening months, I've heard Minister Stephen Donnelly talk more about social media bans than I have heard him actually talk about
That's
the children.
Fair,
it's absolutely
fair.
This is the most important thing that should be on the Minister's desk. That is not even in his remit as a minister.
I'm not suggesting he's interested.
I'm suggesting where his priorities are, and it's clearly not here. Why would this report have said there since April?
Clearly it is a priority for the Minister to deliver the Children's Hospital. I think that's unfair to say
otherwise. But you're calling for clarity, Gary Gannon, aren't you, of when he became aware of this report?
Clarity, urgency, a sense of leadership, somebody to get in control of this issue, stop passing the buck between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, demonstrate a bit of leadership, talk to us about where the transition plan is at the moment and how fast we can get it in terms of on track, because at the minute it's nowhere near that.
And all the while, we have children who tonight, parents are going to bed wondering when they're actually going to get the essential treatment that they need in terms of scoliosis. And again, it's another area where government are shrugging their shoulders.
And would you be backing Gary Gannon's call for the introduction of a CEO of the hospital project?
Well, I think whatever is required needs to be implemented. But I do think that in the first instance, we actually need to see a really different approach by government to this. We can't have a situation where government are commentators on the big issues of the day. They have to be proactively dealing with issues, and if they're not willing or able to do so, they need to be upfront about it.
Well, we'll be back for more on this tomorrow with that meeting of the Oireachtas Health Committee and the Hospital Board tomorrow morning from 9:30, and I'm sure we'll parse it through tomorrow.